You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
What it is, what's up, and welcome everyone to Faces and Feels. Anything goes. That's right, we're back at it again. It is me, it is Rafe, it is your host, and I'm joined as always by Alex from Vinyls and Violence. How are you today, my man?
Pretty good. How are you?
I am good. It is a rainy morning here in Perth, Western Australia, and I believe it's a nighttime there. Where you are? Where are you? I forget.
It's actually a rainy nighttime here in Maryland. So we're
yeah, in
got
sync.
The same weather going on.
Perfect, because we're about to get metal, but also sometimes not metal. That's right. Today we decided to do something a little bit different. Alex and I spend a lot of our time like talking about music. We recommend each other shit literally, I don't know, every day. It kind of is, and we're always listening to stuff. So we're like, what if we created playlist based around not only stuff that we recommend to each other, that we recommend to other people, but also the idea it would be, you know, targeted to those of you on the road, on your way to wrestling shows. Wrestlers spend a lot of time in cars, a lot of hours on the roads. Fans drive a long way to go to shows and get back and stuff. So we're like, what if we created On the Road with Anything Goes? And it's just a really polyjamorous type playlist that's just all the things we like, that's going to give you a huge, you know, range of different stuff that might expose you to new music. Yeah, like we're not trying to make the perfect mixtape here where it's like it needs to have ebbs and flows and balances and be listened to in order. This is just going to be a mind dump of cool albums, and you can sift through or shuffle those at your will. Yeah, how's that sound?
Yeah, I love discovering new music, and if I can bring something new to someone else, then even better. So I hope everyone listens to it and finds something that we've picked that they enjoy.
Absolutely. Now, Alex, being the more prepared of the two of us, why don't you kick us off with your first choice? So the way this is going to work, everybody, is we're going to recommend an album, and then we're probably going to just highlight, say, two tracks off the album, and those will get dropped into the playlist. The playlist will be in the show notes, and then people can join in, and it's an open playlist. Not one that you can edit, right, but one that you can follow on Spotify and follow along, because this is going to be sort of an ongoing thing that we continue to add to.
Yeah, correct.
Absolutely. Alrighty. Pick number one goes to Alex. What do we got?
Okay, so this is my favorite driving album. I love it. I love it. From the first song to the last song, and it is the Damn Things Ironiclast album.
That is a great choice, and one that wasn't streaming like properly for a while. I remember like the only way I could listen to it for a time was like some dude had put the album on YouTube. For some reason, it wasn't like such. So it's on Spotify now. Like I can just
Both of their albums are on Spotify. They're both good, but their first one is incredible, and it's a super
unbelievable. Love it.
Yeah, if no one's aware, it's you know, Scott Ian from Anthrax. Yep. It's Keith Buckley from Every Time I Die.
Mm-hmm. Super group.
Yeah, some dudes from Fall Out Boy's in it, I think.
The drummer and the guitarist, I think.
But it's a great album. I love Keith Buckley. He's one of my all-time favorite vocalists. And he throws a little bit of a different vocal style than Every Time I Die. Mm-hmm. More hard rock vibe than hardcore vibe.
Definitely. Yeah, it's one of my favorite albums as well. I fucking love this album.
Yeah, it's just good cruising music in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
You just get sing-along shit. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what are your tracks? And I might even throw in a bonus one if you don't say it.
Yeah, so we've got to go with We've Got a Situation Here. That's the song that
absolutely
is got the music video. It's got a funny music video. Mm-hmm. And I just went with the Ironiclast song too. So
okay. Well, I would throw in Bad Blood. I absolutely love that song.
I was gonna pick that one too. So yeah. Okay, I'll put that on here also.
Yeah, get them
I'm
in
adding
there.
Them to the playlist as we talk about them. So this playlist will be complete by the time you guys hear this. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, not complete, but you know, for what we have. So
for what we have from this episode will be on there.
Yes.
And maybe even the next episode, depending how we go for time. So
yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is a very great choice. And I'll use that to inform my next one, because my picks were not so much based around like my favorite driving albums, more just stuff that I'm really jamming on at the moment. Like
right.
She Is the Moment. And I'm going to go with Bill Murray's American Motorsports album, which I feel like if you think of like the kind of, you know, rock kind of Southern rock sort of vibes of Damn Things actually flows pretty well out of it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Now, for those who don't know who Bill Murray is, it's an annoying name, I know, but it's B-I-L-M-U-R-I. Actually turned me off the artist for a long time because I was just like, that's a stupid name. But sometimes stupid names can still be good bands. This guy used to be in that crabcore band Attack Attack a long time ago, but now he's essentially a solo artist who releases band music and then tours with like a touring band. But check out American Motorsports. The video clips alone are amazing. He just films it himself on like an iPhone. It's just him like mowing lawns. And with each video clip on this album, the mowing machine gets bigger. So it starts with a hand mower. And then the next song is on a ride on. And then by the end, he's like in like one of those huge crop thresher things. So
yeah, combine. Yeah.
Yeah. Combine harvester. But my two songs from this album are probably, if I only am choosing two, I'm choosing the first two tracks. So Better Hell, Thick Boy, and then Empty Handed.
Okay. I'm also going to add one to this, and I also have to add a new album to my list because that was also on my list.
Oh, yeah. There you go. I've already thrown a spatter.
Yeah, I'm going to add All Gas.
Yeah, that was actually my third choice. So, yeah, definitely. Yeah. There's heaps of good songs on this. Like, if you like this, I've tried to get a few friends into it, and I get mixed reactions. Either people are like, this is the best they ever heard, or oh, this is country, man. I'm not really into it. And I'm like, listen further. This isn't just a country album. It's actually like a heavy album with country elements. So
it's a y'alternative is what they're calling it. Yeah.
Is that what they call it? I thought that's what you called it.
No, I've just seen it online a few times and I like I like it. So
I like it. Absolutely. I want more y'alternative bands. So yeah, absolutely. All right. Let's keep it pumping. Your second pick.
Okay, I'm going to break away from rock and metal for a second.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm going to go ahead and go with one of my current favorite rappers, and that's Tara Reid.
Oh.
He just dropped an album called Manifesto.
Okay.
And it's got a lot of like really cool old school sounding beats with like a more new school sounding like rap flow to it.
Yeah.
I've been listening to it a lot. I'll be seeing him at the end of the month in DC. And I think it's phenomenal if you're into white boy rap. So.
Love it. I actually really enjoy hip hop. I was huge into it for a time, like I would say very up to date. It has sort of slid off my radar for a bit. And I'm not really sort of up to date with like a lot of stuff that's going on. So I look forward to you adding stuff to this list and kind of getting me a bit more up to date with some independent artists and things like that.
It's cool. Unfortunately a really short album, but it's really solid. And he has some other EPs too that are phenomenal. So if you like what you hear when I add him to the list, give his other stuff a listen too, because it's great.
Yeah. No, that is a great choice. I don't have a bonus one for that because I don't know it. So
yeah. I'll send it to you. It's cool.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. This is crazy. So my next artist, I know, and I'm on the fence between the albums. So I wonder whether I could do a track from each album. No, that's breaking rules. I'll just need to burn another choice if I want to put the other album on. I'm really into The Home Team at the moment. I listen to both of their albums sort of back to back. They're really consistent and like a similar vibe, and sometimes it's just like, this is just what I want to listen to, right? And I'll just like burn through the albums. I was talking about this band with Oren Vyght just the other day, like after I interviewed him and stuff, we were talking back and forth. Sometimes it's just like the right amount of upbeatness, great musicianship, emo lyrics, like all those kind of things. But the new album, I was mainly just on Slow Bloom. I've got to mention him, but I'm not going to recommend a track from that just yet. But I've really been putting in work on the new album. And I'm obsessed with the song Roommates, especially like the – it has this like cool outro that's almost like a middle-aged – like a another song. But I just love the ending of it. And it's one of those songs where the ending happens, then I want to listen to the song again so I can hear the ending again. So, yeah, so Roommates. And then, I mean, there's, again, a lot of good tracks on this, but probably just the opening track, Turn You Off, is, like, really fun.
It's funny that you say that because Oren Veit is also who told me about this band.
Now, well, you told me about it, and then it came full circle that I was talking to Oren about it.
Okay, that's so funny. Yeah. Yeah, he's shown me some really awesome music in the past, just chatting back and forth over on Twitter.
I think the three of us are into a lot of the same stuff. I, in turn, recommended him Slowly Slowly, that album that I got you into,
and he
loved it.
Okay, so you said Roommates, and what was the other song?
Turn You Off.
To throw on the, what was it? I'm sorry.
Turn You Off.
Okay.
The intro song.
Added.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
So is it my turn again?
It is.
Pick okay, three. So this is pick three. Okay. Uh-huh. I'm going to hit you with this one.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a little bit of a promotional package for you.
Okay.
It's an album. It's an album called Tirades.
You don't.
By this band called Discord. I don't know if anybody knows this or not, but I think they're getting back together for a show here soon. Like real soon, actually.
Yeah, I think the bass player's still got to fucking get his shit together in time for this show on Saturday, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah, he's probably wasting his time filming or recording some podcast right now or something.
This is an absolute stitch up by you, by the way.
But yeah, I'm not even trying to like, you know, butter up to you or anything right now. I love this album, and I'm glad we've become friends and you've recommended this to me because it is a go-to for me.
Thank you.
I could pick two songs off it, The Murder Horn, just because that's the song you always play at the end of your episodes before you talk about vinyls and violence.
Yeah, on that little promo package that I had running.
Yeah, so I scored it for you. I love that song.
Yeah,
I claim that as my theme song, to be honest with
you. Yeah, it is. That's how I think of it when we play it. We're playing that on Saturday, actually.
Oh, man, nice. And the other one, I really enjoy The Flaming Catharsis.
Yeah, not playing that one this show, but that's a ripper, right? For anybody,
for sure.
Like, how would you – I mean, it's one thing for me to go, I'll describe the sound of my band from fucking – this album came out in 2010 to give people an idea. But I think – I do like to think it holds up. How would you describe, like – Discord, like the genre of it, I guess.
I think the easiest way to put it is if you like Lamb of God, you'll like this.
Okay. Yeah. I would take that.
That's got to be a pretty big compliment.
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. And though Randy and James have a different voice, they do have a sort of phrasing that is similar.
It's
a little
different,
bit. Yeah.
It's different, but similar. I'd say, for sure.
Exactly. Yep. And if you like those kind of heavy,
God was a little more like leaning towards metalcore, and that's a good and yeah,
which was absolutely where we came from. Like, you know what I mean? Nice. Yeah, exactly.
So I nailed that. Cool.
Yeah, we came from new metal kids who liked, Machine Head and Pantera, and then discovered Killswitch Engage and Chimera and things like that. But then we started, touring with stuff like Black Dahlia Murder and Whitechapel and God Forbid and stuff. And so we just kept getting more guitar-y, I guess, and more complicated and riffy. In fact, I was talking about the other day. He goes, we should start a new band that's easier to play. This is the guitarist. And back in the day, he was like, oh, yeah, that's really cool, man. I've just got to make it harder to play. That was his mindset. Like, he fucking wanted to riff, you know what I mean? And you're a young man. You want to show how fucking good you are, right? And, like, now he's like a dad, and he's like, we just need to dial this back a little bit. yeah, exactly. Well, I love talking about myself, and I appreciate the recommendation. If you're in Perth, well, they won't hear this. This won't be out for a little bit yet, but we're going to play on October 5th, and then hopefully we'll, do some stuff in the future. But we're all older men now with, like, responsibilities and stuff. So we'll be up and moving, but not very fast, My recommendation, I might continue on the heavy train just because I've been loving this album and I saw this band recently, and that is Throne. So Thrown. Their Excessive Guilt album came out at the end of September, was it? Or August? I don't remember. But
yeah, it was pretty recent.
But it's an absolute banger. It moves really fast. It's a great blend of, like, hardcore metal and kind of nu metal as well, in a way. It's like Korn riffs with, like, fucking hardcore vocals. But, yeah, I fucking love this track. It's kind of hard, and I don't mean this to be a read, it's kind of hard to pick which track is my favorite because a lot of them have, like, a similar vibe. And to be honest, I don't know which fucking one is which. I would say probably, is it, and you know this band too, maybe On the Verge and Nights are probably the two of the best ones. Or Guilt is good, eh?
I think On the Verge is one of the ones I have in my own personal playlist. That's the one that starts with a little bit of like a hip hop sound, right?
Yeah. Hang on one second. I'm going to play it and not copyright strike us, but to myself and just check something.
Yeah.
Yep. Sorry. There was a lot of dead air there. I thought you were just going to fucking keep it going, but yeah, let's go with,
I'm not a professional.
Let's go with Guilt and On the Verge, and maybe it comes back around because both are great, but they start with that kind of hip hop kind of vibe and then heavy guitars and stuff like that. So let's do that.
Yeah. So On the Verge, and what was the other one?
Guilt.
Okay, cool.
Cool. Yeah. I think one of those, I think it's On the Verge that starts with, like, his lyrics literally start with like, I, it's like hell fucking good.
Yeah.
Anyway, is that that's our recommendations. That's our first three albums each. Side one, so to speak.
I'm happy about it. I was kind of going for three albums that had different vibes. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I think we did that. And some of them flow pretty well as well. There is a bit of the hip hop and the Hope Team is a little bit different, but I think in a polyjamorous type mix where you're gonna hit shuffle and get a bunch of different stuff, I don't think they're gonna be out of place. And the Hope Team, though it is, singing and, very lyricist focused, they do have riffs as well, they're a guitar band. So, yeah.
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 They're good. I love them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. Well, everybody, I hope you've enjoyed this. Hopefully we're mentioning some bands you like and we're already creating your dream playlist. But we're going to continue to do this. We'll be recording another Anything Goes, On the Road with Anything Goes very soon. And then we'll just, be dropping these in and out between as we slowly build the playlist. So you might, load up the playlist and find some extra songs there. Just know that episode explaining those songs will be not far off if that happens.
Yeah. And if anybody has any recommendations for us, definitely hit us up, because I'm always looking for new music.
Great call. So, yeah, we will absolutely take listener submissions. So please, yeah, DM us or comment on the threads on X or on Instagram or whatever, and we will take those into consideration. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hells yeah. And maybe we'll even do – we can kind of do some maybe mini review kind of things. So if they do like – you know, if somebody goes, oh, I recommend these three albums, maybe we'll do an episode based around us, you know, we'll listen to those for the week or whatever. We could then talk about them and decide if any tracks make the playlist kind of thing. We might be like, we loved this – and this is why, and these two tracks are definitely going in. We might be like, we hated this. Sorry, brah, but it don't make the cut.
Yeah, right.
but it's no read on anybody, you know what I mean? So, but we're always open to new music, so everything will be listened to and received, for sure.
I will listen to anything, but I really want to hear smaller, like more local bands, because I love to listen to that kind of stuff and promote them on my page if I can. Like I said, I'll listen to anything, but if you have like a local band or if you're in a band or anything, I'll listen to it. I'll post about it. Absolutely. Love that kind of stuff.
So, absolutely. Yeah. Yep. Hell yeah. All right then. Well, that is us. Tell the people where to find you, Alex.
Just Vinyls and Violence over on Instagram. I just dropped a new shirt design with a wrestler named Buddy Badcock.
Hell yeah.
So check that out. It's on Deathmatch Worldwide. And I think it's cool.
Shout out, Corey. Absolutely. Check out that stuff. And then check out Faces Feels Cast for everything coming up on this show. As you probably, I mean, I just said it in this interview. We've got interviews coming up with Oren Vite, interview with Perth's Gorgeous Gary, and a very special one that is going to be recorded tomorrow. But it's wrestling, so it doesn't happen until it happens. So I don't talk about anything until it's in the bank. So we will see. But if that happens, that's been a bucket list interview for me for quite a while. So very excited.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. All right. Well, everybody out there, keep jamming. Let us know what you think of the playlist. And remember, it's all about peace, love, and pro wrestling. Thanks for listening. Faces and Feels is a proud member of the Countout Podcasting Network. It is created and hosted by me, Rafe Houston, edited by myself and the amazing Ryan Neitzy, and the show is available on all good podcast platforms, so please go rate and subscribe. You can follow the show everywhere on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, etc. at Faces Feels Cast, and you can check out the Countout Network and all our sister shows over there at Countout Pod. If you'd like to book me for commentary, have an interview request, a topic suggestion, or you just want to say hi, you can email us at facesandfeels@gmail.com. With all that said, thanks for listening, and please support our friends and sponsors. Peace.
My body is a roadmap of pain.
DeathmatchWorldwide.com, the official online merchandise store that is only for Deathmatch Wrestling. Featuring official t-shirts from No Peace Underground, John Wayne Murdoch, Akira, Madman Pondo, Zona 23, Neil Diamond Cutter, G Raver, Schlack, Necro Butcher, and many more. If you are a Deathmatch wrestler, promotion, manager, or platform, and are interested in joining the web store, send us an email to deathmatchworldwide@yahoo.com. Deathmatchworldwide.com for the violent view.
This has been a Countout Podcast.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanker.com.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Have you guys heard of the new show on the Countout Network, the Ichiban Sweetcast?
It's the brand new New Japan Pro Wrestling podcast starring the International Wrestling Grand Prix. That's me, your good friend Curtis Spears.
And me, your bad friend Rafe Hewson. And we're here to talk about everything New Japan Pro Wrestling, reacting to everything, getting worked up, getting very happy, sometimes crying. Kind of like something else we used to do, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was the old Okada Shorts podcast, right?
Ah, that's right. And if you love that show, you're going to love this show because it's exactly the same show.
Yeah, we just had to change the name.
Yeah, we did. But you can check it everywhere on a social media handle that we haven't made yet.
Yeah, we're really new to this. So what you can do is search on your favorite podcast catcher of choice. Look for the Ichiban Sweetcast.
Sweetcast, Ichiban.